parsha of Eretz starts with the David the Shoynis of Geula. Lochein Emor of Neisrael and Hashem, Koytzei Eschem, Nitzalti Eschem, Vegaalti Eschem, Velakachti Eschem. The Emes, the Heveti Eschem. There's a fifth lashon of Geula. That's why the Emes we have a Koyt Chamishi. And the Leila Seder, right? We know the Dalit Kois is Chazal Mesak and Keneged, the Dalit Hashanis of Gula. So we have a fifth Kois, we call it Kois Elio Anovi. Under say Elio Anovi comes to drink it. But the Pshad is because we have a Suffolk. When the Suffolk of the Hevesi also was one of the Lashonis. So we have a Suffolk, so it's called Kois Elio, it's Teku, Tishbi Yadar, it's Kushas Vivoy, it's Elio will be Machria at the end if Pitaka is supposed to have a Kois Chamishi. But the Shad of the Kois Chamishi is from the Lashon of the Hevesi. So we have the connected the Dalit Lashonis, they were Misak and Dalit Koisis. Why were they Misak and Dafka Dalit Koisis? And why Dafka Dalit Koisis Shal Yayin? They can make Arba Matzis. The Emes says there is Arba Matzis. So some of them first say, because when you break a Yachas in half, the Matzis, and now you talk about Arba Matzis, connected Arba Lashonis of Gula. But why Dafka Yayin? So the Meshach Chochma says Pshat, that Yayin is a simen that Klal Yisrael stayed separated from the Umay Sa'ilam. Chazal will mesaken that we shouldn't al yeino mishum v'noiseyem. That what kept Klal Yisrael through all the Tkufa of Golis is the fact that Taka Klal Yisrael considered themselves separate. It's Yadua, there was a Tkufa in the times of Haskola that the Umay Sa'ilam in France and in other places, they wanted to start making freedom, that everyone would be able to have the schuyas, that the Yidden would have the same schusim that everyone else had, like an Ezrach, like a citizen. And the Gedolim were very scared of it. On one hand, Fakir, they wouldn't be oppressed. But that's what they were scared of. It's better that Klal Yisrael should not be separate. Yayin is Mesamel this Inyan. The Meshech Chochma explains that's why we pick up. We say, Vehisha Omda Lavisenu. At a little Seder, he says, we pick up the Yayin. It's Vehisha Omda, the Yayin, the fact that we were Goyzer al Yainam, that's what kept us through all the different generations. About that, that's not Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat, Vehisha Omda, is Pasha the continuation. Right before we said, Baruch Shoymer Haftachos El Yisrael, Vehisha Omda la Avisenu, the Haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that's what kept Klal Yisrael. There's another Pshat, Vehisha Omda, Vehi is Rosh HaTevis, is the Vav, is Shisha Sidre Mishneh, He is Chamisha Chom Shei Torah, the Yud is Aseres HaDibris, the Aleph is Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Echod, Hashem Echod. But the Meshech Chochma said, that's the Pshat. That's why we'd have to pick up the Yayin. Vehisha Omda, the Yayin is what kept us separated. So the Dalit Lashonis of Geula is the Yayin is Mesamel there. And it says Mefurish in Chazal that the reason Klal Yisrael was saved, on one hand they were in the Memtes Shari Tumah, but the reason they were saved is Shaloi Shinu Es Levusham Shmoisam Lashonim. They kept themselves separated. I heard Amal Avart. On one hand, the Yidden were in the Memtes Shari Tumah. So it wasn't as I. But on the other hand, Lamaisa Shalashinu es Lashoinam Albusham Shmoisam. A mensch can zayin in the Memtes Shari Tumah on one hand. On the other hand, Erhest Chatzko and Ashrokta Shtraimel and Ered Yiddish Shalashinu Lashoinam Shmoisam Albusham. On one hand, he's still in the Memtes Shari Tumah. Nishkin Kunz, that doesn't make you the Tzadik Ador. But Lamaisa, Dainish Mezalzel, that's Lamaisa what could save the person. What will pull him out that he doesn't fall in the 50th, there is that Inyan. Even the Dervas out in the Memtes Shari Tumah, as a Rufsa Chatzkel, Trok Tashraim, and Yiddish. It keeps it, Klal Yisrael, Kup Tzachoy Sandish. And that was that Sol. So that's the Dalit Lashonis of Geula on Koisis of Yayin. The Emes, there's another Pshat why we don't have to do it on Kois of Yayin. Yayin, it's Nazkir, the Dechem Yayin. Yayin is Mesamot Inyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abbas Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. But the Emes, I'm thinking now, Bemis, it's Pashat. There's another Pshat. Bemis is a machloikis of the Yerushalmi. The mission in the beginning of our Pesachim says that you're supposed to layif chois mi arba koisais. So it's a machloikis in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan says, we as the makar of Dalit koisais, can I get Dalit l'shoyne shel geula? Vaitseisi vitzalti vigalti vilakati. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, it's can I get kois paroi. That in Parshas Vayeshev, by the chaloim of the Sarah Mashkim, it says kois four times, kois paroi. What the Indian is, we spoke, I think, then, that this chaloim of the Sarah Mashkim is not Stama chaloim, it advises on the Golus of Klal Yisrael, advises on the Geula, and therefore it has to do with the Geula. But that's about why it's Kois Yayin, like this Pshat Le'Rab Shuma, maybe about it, Dr. Kois Shal Yayin, that other things, the Makar is from Kois Paran. Now, Be'emes, there's a stickle of mice here with the Rashi and Pesachim. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shuma Levi says, can I get Arba Koisis by Paran? If you look in Rashi and Pesachim, that Kuf Ches, Rashi with it says, why Dalit Koisis? connected shalosh pa'amim that it says kois paroi, and a fourth guy says for birchas hamazon. Rashi doesn't say like the Yerushalmi says that there's four times it says kois paroi. It's three times it says kois paroi plus the fourth one is birchas hamazon. The Emes says every one of the four kaises is, besides being one of the four kaises, with korobrat of them, that it's, each one is a din of a kois shel bracha. Kois is kiddush ala kois, hagoda ala kois, birchas hamazon ala kois, halal ala kois. Rashi goes and says three is connected kois paroi. On one of them for shteita, for birchas hamazon. Why didn't he say one of them for shteita, for kiddush? What's happened to birchas hamazon is not in the cheshbon. You have to know. But Rashi makes a shini from the Yerushalmi. The Emes says, I looked at the pesukim in Parshas Vayeshev. If you really go through the psukim, it says five times kois. By the chaloim itself, when the Masara Maskim is saying over the chaloim, it says kois parei twice, and then it says kois. It says kois without saying kois parei. Maybe that doesn't count. But it says kois parei twice and kois once. When Yosef says over the pisroin achaloim, again, it says kois parei. But then there's a fifth time. It says taka by Yosef Asara Maskim, by parei taka called back Asara Maskim, by Ethan hakois al kaf parei. I was telling you, know we have Koish Shalaliyo, we're Mesupik about the fifth Koish. We said the Sufik was the Lashon Veivesi. Kenzain on this Mahalak of Rabbi Shulvan Levi also, there's a Sufik, because really it says five times Koish. There is a fifth time, when he actually gets the Shteller back to be the Saramashkin. That's the Sufik of that Koish also counts. So that's after the five. Now the Yerushalmi doesn't count the one of that one, the Yerushalmi says four. Just I was Mesupik when Rashi says it's Sholosh Koishes, and one of Birkas Hamazon. Does Rashi count the three that it's in the Chaloim? Or maybe no, Rashi counts the one of the Pisroin also. Just in the chaloim, since by one time it says kois, it doesn't say kois pari, that doesn't count. We're counting only the three times that it says kois pari. But upon we have a cheshbon, there's also five koises. On the other hand, though, there's a sphere in Rashi. Rashi, like we mentioned in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, says that it's connected sholish koises of pari plus birchas hamazon. Rashi in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Teslam Ebeis, in the beginning of the parak of Arabic Pesachim, he says connected the al shonis of geula. So chaptach a sphere. Now we know it's machloikas of Yoichanan and Yeshua ben Levi in the Yerushalmi. But why is Rashi soyser atzmei? Then on Daf Tzadi Tes he says keneged adal the shonis of geula, and on Daf Kuf Ches he says keneged the koisis of parei. So there's a few pshatim. One pshat is that the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches is the memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi afil noshem achayiv in arba koisis. Over there it's going in the memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rashi quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's pshat. Amnam, he quotes it a little different. He says 3 plus 1, not 4, but he quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one of the Yerushalmi that says it's keneged the koisis parei. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of every Pesachim, he goes with the Pashim Pshat. That it's also the Dalet L'Shoinis of Geula. There's another Pshat that maybe by the Noshim it's not Shaykh, the Dalet L'Shoinis of Geula, because they don't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches says, even Noshim Achayim, over there Rashi needs to say, as the Kaisis of Parah. Now, it's standard, everyone goes, most Pshatim, that the Dalet L'Shoinis of Geula is Vaitseisi, Vitsalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. And like we explained, Vaitseisi is a Suffolk. And we shouldn't talk about this in the Mefarshim. Every one of these was a shlav in the Geula. It's not some four words. Could have said six words. Every one of them was a shlav. There's various pshatim. The shibud of the Melacha maybe stopped, and then they would hack it v'chlal, and then the inuyim didn't happen. Every stage was a different stage. Maybe a ruchni stick of Geula. Every stage, v'itzeisi, v'itzalti, v'galti, it's a different one. But it's interesting, the Rashbam, I found a steer in the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Tes, he says the four Lashoinis, he says the right ones, but he says it in the wrong order. I'm not sure, maybe because his Havonim, what the Shoinis, he goes to Shalayel HaSeidim. He says, Vaitseisi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'itzalti. Interessant. Right, he says he had a different Havonim, what the Shlavim was, and he goes Shalayel HaSeidim Rapsukim. But even more modern, the Rashbam, again it's Rashbam, in Baba Basra, Dafnun Chesam at Beis. The Rashbam over there also brings the Dal Lashoinis of Geula. Over there, he says Vaitseisi, he takes out v'itzalti, and the Rashbam says the Dal of the Shoinis of Geula is Vaitseisi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'itzalti. So what's pshat on that is for Ein Zach Shver, and also it's a steer of the Rashbam. Rashbam in Pesachim, in every Pesachim, connected to Rashbam in Baba Basra. L'maisa, the fifth Lashon, Ve'yvesi Eschem. Frek to Eurach Ha'ayim HaKadosh. L'maisa, it says, Lochein Emar L'vnei Yisroel. Lochein is a Lashon of a Shvu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach. These Chamisha L'shoinis of Gula. And the last one is Ve'yvesi Eschem El Aretz. Frek to Eurach Ha'ayim, it's a Pella. Klal Yisroel L'maisa wasn't Zaych to go into Eretz Yisroel. The whole Dor day, the whole Dor HaMidbar was Nifter. Came out the door, the whole door. So, and here it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach, Ve'yvesi Eschem. So he says, there's a Tanai. Right before it says Ve'yvesi Eschem, it says V'lakachti Eschem. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. And then it says Ve'yvesi. Zokto Arachayim HaKadosh, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem is a Tanai. If Klai Yisrael is going to attack a richtig be Yedeyas Hashem, they won't do any Averis. So then it's Taka Havtocha, L'chein Emor, Ve'yvesi. But the Maisa Klai Yisrael was Nichshol. Verstehtzach, Chatoim that was in the Dor HaMidbar. But there were Chatoim in the Dor HaMidbar. Raglim, not the Chatoim, the Ego. there was no v'yadatam ki ani Hashem in the full madrega, so even though Hashem was mavtiach ve'vesi eschem, he didn't have to be mekayim. As long as afenor teror erachayim. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Pari, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hein b'nei Yisroel leishamu alai ve'ech yishmeini Pari." And Rashi says, "Zu echad min asora kalvachoyim shebetoyer." Moshe Rabbeinu made a kalvachoyim. If Klal Yisroel didn't listen, certainly Pari won't listen. Fregan alam aforshim lachayir there's a pirchah to the kalvachoyim. It says Meforish in the pasuk, "V'leishamu el Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avoy the kasha." The reason Klal Yisroel didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu is because they were working hard. Pari tzach nishver garbit. So what's the kalvachoymer? Klal Yisroel didn't listen because of the avoy the kasha. Maybe Pari will listen to them. So pasuk shat, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize that the reason Klal Yisroel didn't listen to him is because mikoytzer ruach. The pasuk says so, but Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Klal Yisroel didn't listen to him because he was a kvat peh. So he said, if Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me, certainly Pari won't. He thought he was toilet, and this is who said that it's as the kvat peh. The pasuk is made, no, the real reason is as koytzer ruach. And that is takin okal b'chaim. I once saw a different shot, that mikoytzer ruach me'avoy the kosha, Moshe Rabbeinu came to tell Klal Yisrael, you're going to go out free. I, Klal Yisrael, had a Messiah for 400 years. Terence, as we spoke last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz. That on one hand it was not supposed to be the whole 400 years, but on the other hand it was Vayimoru Eschayim, right? Kadma Vazla, the 190. Kadma Vazla, the 190. So there was a cheshmet to go out earlier. But why did they go out earlier? Because they worked extra hard. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you're allowed to go out already free now. Mikoytze Ruach, me avoid the kasha. Because of the hard work, you're getting free. And the pasuk says, V'lay Shamuel Moshe, Mikoytze Ruach, me avoid the kasha. They weren't willing to hear the shtickle Torah, that because of Koytze Ruach and avoid the kasha, you go out free. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if they don't want to hear it, certainly Pari doesn't want to hear the shtickle Torah. I saw another pshat from Rabbi Yonis Naibashitz. He says, avoid the kosher means avoid the zora. He says, v'leishamu al moishe mikoytzer ruach me'avoid the kosher. Avoid the kosher means because they were shaku and avoid the zora. So he says, if Klal Yisrael that was shaku and avoid the zora aren't listening to the basura of the geula, certainly Paroi, kal v'choymer, that he's avoid the zora, but atzmoi is certainly not going to listen to the basura of the geula. Now there's a hefsek in the psukim, and the pasuk against the parashah, the eila roshe beis avoysam, the psukim are marich, in the yichus of Reuven, Makatzar and Reuven and Shimon, and then the barichus, the yichus of Levi, the first mishpat. So Rashi says, "Hoyel v'hotzrach liyachas is Moshe v'Aaron." He wanted to say the yichus of Moshe v'Aaron, so we start from Reuven. Another pshat is because since these three shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yaakov was makanted them b'shas misos, so he didn't give them a bracha. So now we're chayzer miyachsam levadim loyim arshechashuvim. The Kliyoker says a different pshat. The Kliyoker says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for a man against Klal Yisrael. So he started from the beginning. He looked through the whole Shevet Reuven and he didn't find anyone. He looked through Shimon. Till he went to Shevet Levi and he found Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. So he's up to Kliyoker. Then the Kliyoker says another pshat. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Everything the Gemara says there in Shabbos, that Peches was, everything was a third, a three. Right? Dorish Ahu Gliloa Aleid Rav Chista Baruch Rachmona Diyavlon Ayraithot Lisa a triple Torah. Pashup Shad means Torah Levim and Ksuvim La'amt Lisa Koyin Levi Yisrael Al Yidei Tlisa Al Yidei, a person who was a three. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labeten Miriam, Aaron and Moshe. We asked last week that if Yecheved left and had Eldon and Maidatson, then it's not Shlishi Labeten. So why is it called Shlishi Labeten over here? Biyoyin Plisa, because it was the third day of the Prisha. They made Prisha Shlishis Yomim. Biyarcha Plisa, in the third month, Sivan. So there's a whole thing of threes. So Zakti Kliyoker, we're also looking for Shevet Levi. We're stressing that Shevet Levi is the third Shevet. Maybe that's not what it means, Al Yidei Tlisa. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Shlishi Labeten. Al Yidei Tlisa just means Moshe Rabbeinu, who came from the third Shevet, from Shevet Levi. That would answer the Elder Amei that comes. There's another pshat of why we're dafki giving the yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu over here. We'll be marked that there's a famous Gemara in Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. Moshe min HaTorah minayin. Right? Gemara over there says four people. Haman, Esther, Mordechai, and Moshe. Those four people. Where are they nirmaz in the Torah? Andrew Kuf, as we spoke about the other ones. But what's negay for us? Moshe min HaTorah minayin. B'shagam hu basar. It says in the beginning, in the Parashas Bereishis, B'shagam hu basar. And Rashi says, Shagam, B'shagam is Gematria Moshe. What's the remnant of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because over there it says B'shagam u'basar v'hoyu yom of mei v'esrim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that they shouldn't live for so many years anymore because they're doing chatoyim. They're going to live for 120 years. That's a remnant of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shagam is gematria Moshe Zakrashi, and he lived for 120 years. But the inyan of it is that we're trying to show that Moshe Rabbeinu was a human being. Moshe Rabbeinu was a regular person, a basar v'dam. By other umois and by other dosois, the manhig that was the Iker Manik, the Manik Merkazi of that Ummah, they turned him into Eloiha. Yeah, by various dosis, that the person, the main leader, they after a while, after he dies usually, and they turn him into, he was mamash aloya, the mitzarif and the aloya, shituf, right? So the Torah wants to stella back dafka over here, that no, Moshe Rabbeinu is the manik of Klal Yisrael, but we're telling you exactly who he is. Here's his yichus, his father, his grandfather. He's a regular person. And everyone can take a comment. It's also Musar Haskell. Yadr Enik and Sukumin. Yadr Enik and Sukumin. Sit a Madrega for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yehuda, the famous Maisa. Adam Godel, he was talking about this thing that everyone can Sukumin to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yadr Enik and Sukumin to the Madrega for Moshe Rabbeinu. Meretoch Kipshuto Imamish, Mekan Sukumin to the Madrega for Moshe Rabbeinu. Fashtaytoch Yadr Enu, Lefi Madregosa, Yom Lefi Havanos. Mamish be Moshe Rabbeinu. Or be Fashtaytoch Yadr Enu, Lefi Madregosa. This episode happened to us. The Pasuk says Vayikach Aaron es Elisheva bas Aminodav achois Nachshon lo Elisha. That Aaron took Elisheva bas Aminodav, the sister of Nachshon. Zokti Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kofiud. Why does it stress that she was the sister of Nachshon? From here we learn out that Hanoisi es Elisha tzorach sheyivdik ba'achel. Because Roif Bonim Doimim la'achi ya'im. Now the Marsha over there asked that there's many other times where it says in the Pesukim Achois. And over there we don't learn it out. It says also Rivka bas Pasuel Achois Lovon. Over there we don't learn out Yivdek Bacher. Zok the Marsha we taka do. He was Baidik and from them is Gekumen an Esav taka. He's given over there. Taka Gekumen an Esav. The Marsha though goes through a whole bunch of other ones. It says by Yishmal Achois Navoyos. Over there the Chazal learned a different din that Yaakov Avinu wasn't Nenesh on the Yudalit Shonim. It says Vatikach Miriam Hanavi Achois Aaron. The Marsha is against Ariches the Afanot and Baba Basra of Kufiyud. Every one of them. What's the why did we don't learn out the Yisoid of Yivdek Bacher only from over here? Because Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to Pari and he promises Vani Akshe Es Liboy. So the Mefarshim talk about what does it mean Vani Akshe Es Liboy? Everyone has Bechira. What is the Pshat? Because Baruch Hu Taka Kepshuta took away Pari's Bechira in Gansen. So the Chavetz Chaim is Masber that he says Be'emes it's not Poshet. The Gemara says in Kedushin. If the Yitzhara comes to a person, Be'etzim, he's lo yocholoi. Only Ayyidei Siyata Dishmai. Ilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizri lo yocholoi. Vani Akses Liba is just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you that extra Siyata Dishmai. You still have the Bechira. The Metzias that you have the Bechira, he's not forcing you. Just the Bezunder Siyata Dishmai that he usually is, he took that away. There's a different shot from Itzul Mimolojiner. He says that the MS, that when the person gets Makis, that's the famous Rambam also, that the Makinoi Siyata Yoyim Eroitzani, when a person gets the Klep, so finally, Ayyidei the Klep, Pitaka says that this is his Rotzen. Makshas Libai is Pashad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a Koyach Sevel. He's going to be able to be Soivel the Yisurim without caving in. Azoy, after a certain amount of Klep, he'll finally give in. Akshas Libai, I'll harden his heart, meaning I'll give him more Koyach and Mitzis Pashad to be Soivel the Makis. Now, the beginning Makis, Dam, Fadeya, Akinim, it says that the Mitzrayim also, Vayasu Kein Chartumei Mitzrayim Belateim. The Mitzrayim showed that they could also do it. They could also do Dam, Fadeya, they're also able to do it. Until by Kinim, they weren't able to do it. They said, Etz Ba'ali Kimi. Now, there's a Sugyan Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin. There's a steer in the Pesukim. Sometimes it says, Vayasu Kein Chartumei Mitzrayim Belateim. And sometimes it says, Vayasu Kein Chartumei Mitzrayim Belahateim. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin is Maz, but what's the chiluk between Latayim and Lahatayim? So the Gemara says, my Rashi's Girsak upon him, Lahatayim is Kishif, and Latayim is Shadin. Lahatayim is Kishif, and Latayim is Shadin. The Emes the Oruch has a Fakerta Girsa, that Lahatayim is Shadin, and Latayim is Kishif. There's a whole Hezbollah in this, but first of all, we mock them. So it's a machloikis we show him. Baker, I want to be Masber Rashi Shita. But I have an interesting video in the Rambam, what the Rambam Shita is in this. So under the Rambam, in a different art. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisoy V'Atoyra, Perakhes, a famous Rambam, it's Choshev Tzivissin. The Rambam is Masber, that this that Klai Yisrael is Maimon in Moshe Rabbeinu was not Stamazi because he did Oysus and Moifsim. That's not the kunst that he did Oysus and Moifsim. That's not the Shurush of our Amun and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam explains, he says, we're not Maimon in Moshe Rabbeinu just because he did Oysus. Just because we believe in Oysus, yes, believe by Doifi. Because maybe the person does the ois belat uve kishuf. The Ram's lashon is that's all I want. The answer riches in the Ram. But the Ram says maybe he's not doing it as koyach vakadosh baruch. He's doing it maybe with lat or kishuf. Now of course in the frank Ram there's a dekert the girsa. But if the girsa lefenenu is lat ve kishuf, that means lat is shaden and lahateim is kishuf. But in the frank they switch it. That's lahat ve kishuf. And it's the other way. Well, maybe I had a tzad, no, maybe both of them is kishif. Lat is a kind of kishif. Invite the kishif. It doesn't mean lat as in shaven. So you have to know how to be medayik the Rambam. But upon the das Rashi, Rashi says that lahateim is kishif and lateim is shaven. So the Beis HaLevi in the end of Parshas Beshalach says a gavaldik hesber in the Inyan. The Chartumim sometimes used kishif and sometimes used shaven. So he's masber azoy. He says kishif, the Beis HaLevi is masber. Kishif is that you turn something into something else, but it's only ba'oifin dimyan. It's really not. It looks like it turned into something else. Shadim is that they bring, with the koyach of shadim, you bring something from somewhere else. You don't turn something into something else, you bring it from somewhere else. Zokter, according to Rashi, by the original story by the Tanin, when Moshe Rabbeinu made an oist that the matah turned into a nochosh, over there it says the Chartumim did it with kishif. The lahateim. Why did they do it with kishif? He says, because Ayyidei kishif, they made the stick look like it turned into a snake. But by Dam and Tzvardeya, you can't do kishif. There's a cloud. Kishif doesn't work in water. Because in water, since kishif is only a dimyan, it's not really that it turned into something else. You didn't bring it from someone else. You push it and made the thing, it's still a stick. It looks like a nochash. In water, that won't work. Because in water, everything always goes back to its original form. So by the mak of Dam and Tzvardeya, so then it's Meduyik, the Chartumim did it Belate, and they did it with Shadim. They brought blood from somewhere else. They brought Tzvardeim from somewhere else. They couldn't turn it into. Because it wouldn't work in water. By Kinim, we know Chazal say that by Kinim, they said Etzbelekim, they gave in. Why? So the Gemara says, because Shadim, you don't have a koyach to use Shadim on something pochas mi kisa'oira. Basically, it's Mazda, because Shadim is Havara mi makam lamakam, right? There's no Havara mi makam lamakam on something so small. So they couldn't do Kinim with Shadim. Frektim are Shoah be'emes already. Afanort, in Sanhedrin over there. So why couldn't they do Kinim with Kishif? The whole problem, Dam and Sfardei, you couldn't do Kishif because there's water. But let them do Kinim with Kishif. Zokta Marsha, another cloud. Kishif doesn't work on everything. If Kishif would work on everything, you'd be able to bury Kalmine and Lamais. Kishif doesn't work on everything. So the reason they couldn't do Kinim with Kishif is because Kishif is limited Stam, is it? They couldn't do Shadim because it's Pachas Mikasaira. So they gave in, they said, Etzbele Kimi. Frektim Marsha, but what about Orif? When it came to Orif, it says again they didn't try anymore. Frektim Marsha, why? Kishif, I understand, Zokter, because Kishif doesn't work on everything. But let them do Shadim. It's Yosem Mikisoira. Let them bring the Ari from other places. Let them use Shadim. So the Marsha answers, since already by Kinan they saw that it's not possible for them to do it, they realized already that it's not Kishif and it's not Shadim. It's Etzbele Kimi. Once they realized that already, it's not a kunt. They were just trying to show we're doing the same thing Moshe does. Once by Kinan they saw it's Loi Kishif, Loi Shadim, and they're Makir. Etzbele Kimu. There was no need for them by Ari to try to fight to do it. Yafsha Arif Stam, bring in Mer Arif, doesn't Zinish Gavol. The Maisa that askenim mi bali toisvis, and the Chizkuni says a different shot. Why they didn't do kishif by kinim? Again, we said shadim you didn't do because it's too small. It's pachas mikasayir. But we were bothered. Why didn't they do kishif by the kinim? So the Maisa answered because kishif is limited. It doesn't work on everything. The Chizkuni and the askenim says a pshat. They both say because kinim only works when you're standing on the ground. Kishif only works when you're standing. Another tanai in kishif. One is that it doesn't work in water. Another tanai is it doesn't work only if you're standing on the ground. And since everything turned into kinim, afar ha'aretz turned into kinim, it wasn't possible to stand on the ground. The Me'am Lo'i says, even it says, ba'odim uvabehemah, the flesh of the people itself turned into kinim. Not just that there was kinim on them. The busser of the mensch, Elaine, turned into kinim. But al-kaponim, the aretz turned into kinim. So there was chatzitza. They weren't on the ground. And that's why they couldn't do kinim with kishif. Azoy's up to chizkuni. So the chari, you can ask a kasha. What was their hakar that Moshe Rabbeinu must have done this as etz be'alikim? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did it with kishif. Shadim you can't do, it's too small. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did it with kishif. They can't do it with kishif because there's a chatzitza, because there's already kinim here, so they're not on the ground. But when Moshe Rabbeinu did it, he had 2 feet on the ground. There was no kinim yet. If the whole reason the Mitzrayim couldn't do kishif on kinim is because of the chatzitza of the kinim, as I stay in the chizkuni in the daskenim, so what's the right that Moshe Rabbeinu's etzbelikim? Moshe Rabbeinu maybe did it with kishif when he was standing with 2 feet on the ground. What's the riot? The hakar of Etzbelikim. Shadim is out because it's too small. But actually, he did it with Kishif. So I want to declare, Shein Azach, Kishif is only a dimyan, according to the Beis HaLevi. It's really not Kinim, it's really ground. It's not a chatzitz. If it's only Kishif, it wouldn't be a chatzitz. They'd be able to do it also. It's really ground. It only looks like Kinim. If they're standing here and they can't do the Kishif, they chopped on that it's a richtige Kinim. It's not Kishif. Shadim, it's not because it's too small. It's not Kishif either because if it would be Kishif, it wouldn't be a chatzitz because it's really ground. from the fact that they thought that they're trying to do kishuv, they didn't try shayim, it's too small, but they tried to do kishuv, they have it's a richtige chatzitza. So they say, oh, so what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? It can't be he did kishuv because he had 2 feet on the ground. He must have done something real keenim. How? Shayim is too small. Must be, and kishuv is only dimin, it wouldn't be a chatzitza for us. Must be, it's taka, it's velikim. Someone once said a different shot that they wanted to test that it's real keenim. They threw water on it, a mezegazet, and it didn't turn back. They get water. Kishuv doesn't work in water. Of the chayyim, there's a richtige chesed that kishuv of dimyan, dimyan doesn't make a chatzitza. By the mark of the tzvardeya, it says that the tzvardeya jumped in b'tan rechav b'meshavisecha. The Gemara says in Pesachim daf nun gimel amid beis, dorish to this ish roimi. Ma ro chanani mishol v'azar yishemosru atzan al kedushas Hashem. How did Chanani Mishael Bazar you know to be Moiser Nefesh and not to be Pochul with Salma, not to be Oyver Abay Dezara? Nosu Kal V'Chaymer Ba'atzman Madach Netzvardeya that are not Netzuvan Kiddush Hashem. And it says Ubo B'tan Arecha V'Shar Yisecha Onu Shem Netzuvan Mal Kiddush Hashem Alachas Kama V'Kama, we have to be Moiser Nefesh. The Maiser says Shtigl Shver the Tzvardeya did have a Tzivoy. It says in the first in the Pasuk B'tan Arecha V'Shar Yisecha. Yeah, Abay Verzat Yed Tzvardeya can follow us that the Chaver will go in. Why did he have to jump into the Tana? It was a Klaus that could see me. Yet the Tzvardeya separately didn't have the tzivu. So when they jumped into the Tanner, certainly we have to be Makadosh Hashem. Zokt Rashi Afinort. It stated in the Gemara that Hanani, Mishael, Vazari were not going to be Moitzer Nefesh. Only because they learned the Kalvachayim from the Tzvardeya. Why? Without the Kalvachayim, what would they have thought? Zokt Rashi. V'chayimahem. V'chayimahem. V'loishe Yomis Behem. As I stated first in Rashi and Pesachim. That was not for the Kalvachayim of Tzvardeya, they would not have been Moitzer Nefesh because of V'chayimahem. Frektoises Afinort. The Chayr was the Farhesi over there. And the Farhesi, you have to be Moiser Nefesh, Yarek Val Yavar. And the Emes, the Marsha asks already, and it's a Pella White Tais didn't ask it. It was Avodah Zarah. Over there it was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah's Gimel Averis Chamur says Yarek Val Yavar. So it's a double question, really. And Tais only asks one of them. That's Zaychet Akasha. That's Lena's Akasha. Why does it say that Hanani, Mishael, Bazar, you had to learn that from the Tzvardeya that they have to be Moiser Nefesh? If not, Rashi first, that they would have relied on Bechai Ben, Bechai Yomis Ben, Nish Demis. You have a chiyuv of yarad val yavar al savoy dezora. There's a chiyuv yarad val yavar al sfarhesia. It's a pel on Rashi. Twice is because it is kasher. Rabbeinu Tam says that by Hanani Mishael Bazari it wasn't avoy dezora b'chlal. It was a tzalma. He says it was tamze and andarta, a statue that was made lechovit for Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't avoy dezora mamish. For avoy dezora avadet the din of yarad val yavar. The big chiddush, it's a tremendous chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that it wasn't avoy dezora. It was tamze lechovit hamalachim. And even that they didn't do to be makan l'shem shemayim. Why? Nasu kal v'chaymer mitzvardeya. Otherwise, taket is a din of a chaymen. The re goes differently. The re learns in Taisus there that avadit was avodah zara, but they could have escaped. They had an option of escaping, and they didn't take the option of escaping. They rather stayed and was meiser nefesh. Once again, how do they know that? L'chayr v'chaymen. They learned it after the mitzvardeya. Now to go back just again, Rashi sheet. Rashi says that it was a richtig avodah zara, and kipshuta they would have been oivin. V'chaymen v'lo shiyamis. Not they would have escaped, and it was a richtig avodah zara. But v'chaymen. We asked that with two kashas. I was Farhesi, I was Avodah Zarah. So Farhesi, you can answer, who says there was 10 Yidden? Farhesi needs 10 Yidden. And as Avodah Zarah, so to Marsha, there is a man the Yomar that there's no Yarek Val Yavar by Avodah Zarah. It's Machloikis in the Gemara Sanhedrin. There's a man the Yomar, Rabbi Shmuel, he holds Avodah Zarah, there's no Yarek Val Yavar. Ritzicha, yeah. Because my chos is the Domach, and also Gili Arise is hookish to Ritzicha. But Avodah Zarah, he holds there's no Yarek Val Yavar. So Epshil, like that man the Yomar, they needed the Makal V'chaim. Mitzat Sheni, Rabbeinu Tam, as we said, is a tremendous chiddush. That Rabbeinu Tam was it wasn't Avodah Zarah, and they were makayim yarek val yavar a reshus that they were makabel on themselves to do yarek val yavar. Then it's a big machlokes rishonim. Can you do with the famous Rambam in Hilchos Yisoy V'Atoyra Perek Hey Halacha Aleph that by you have to have a chiyuv yarek val yavar on the gimel averes chamuris, but by other mitzvahs when it's not yarek val yavar, zok the Rambam, you have a chiyuv of a chay ben. Vim avar v'loy v'imeth v'loy avar. If you got yourself killed and you weren't avar, harei the mischayev benafshei. The guy's already dead. Oh, but Harezem is Chayiv Benafshe. As I state in Rambam, if a person got himself killed for other averus, he's not allowed to. He's Chayiv Benafshe. So you do it. It's a machloikis. We're showing him. It's a machloikis in the Mashulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Yeridaya, the Simen of Kiddush Hashem, in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, it's 2 days in the Mechaber. Does a person have a right to be Moiser Nefesh if he doesn't have to? To be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? Toises in Avodah Zarah that Chav Zayin brings that you're allowed to. It's a Kiddush Hashem. You have a right to be Yarek Val Yavar for other mitzvahs. This is Toises L'Shitosai from Rabbeinu Tam that we learned that out from the Tzvardeya. There is Torah that even b'das the Rambam, because Tosfos brings Makoros from Yerushalmi and other Makoros, that maybe the Rambam also holds that it depends. By a Godel Ador, by an Adam Godel, that it's richtig, a Kiddush Hashem when he's Yarek Val Yavar, then you're allowed to, only by a regular person not. The Shailas, it says the Makoros from the Tzvardeya. How does that work out exactly? From the Tzvardeya, how do you see Dafka? How do you see the split from the Tzvadeh that we'll learn that Adam Godel, yeah, and a regular person not. Monashach. There's a Makar from Tzvadeh, yeah, Nishnish. That's the Tzvadeh. But those are the various Shittas in the Tzvadeh. There's a Medrash that says that Kush and Mitzrayim, the border between Kush and Mitzrayim, there was always a fight between Kush and Mitzrayim, exactly where the border is. And there was always Mohammed, where the border is, where the Gvul. Until by the Makav Tzvardeya, where it says, first that the Tal Eretz Mitzrayim, but the Chas is Eretz Mitzrayim. So exactly where the Tzvardeya went, it was Machri, the Machloikis, it was clear that from now on they knew that this is exactly where the Gvul of Mitzrayim is. There's a kasha, because there's another medrash that says that there was a gvul between Kush and Mitzrayim. There was a big machloek between Kush and Mitzrayim where the gvul is exactly. And by Makas Arbe, when it came Makas Arbe, and the Arbe went exactly on Eretz Mitzrayim, so then they knew that this is exactly where the gvul is. So the Chayr was already Hukra a few months earlier. Every Makas was 7 days. It was Hukra already by Makas Tverdei. It pushed a spear in the medrash. So I heard a teretz. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. The psukim in Tehillim talk about the makas in Kapitel Kuf Hey. It says there in the pasuk by the mak of Borod, Vayach gathnam te'enosam vayeshaber eitz gvulam. The Borod hit the trees and it also broke the eighth of the gvul. So it means it broke the eighth of the gvul. That avada by tzvardeya they already decided where the gvul is and they made new eighths of the gvul. But by Borod, vayeshaber eitz gvulam. So by came again the mechlagis. So Arba once again came and was machriya the. Batal Hatzvardeya, it says in Lashon Yochid, the Gemara Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin brings down a few sheep. What's this one Tzvardeya? Rebbe Lozer says it was one Tzvardeya and she was Mashwitz and she was Molech Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva says it was one Tzvardeya Taka, it was one big Tzvardeya that filled up the whole Mitzrayim. Amalei Rebbe Lozer ben Azariah le Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, Malach Eitzel Hagoda, Kali Midbreisecha Velech Eitzel Negon Ba'olis. Go back to learn the Gomen Olis. Don't learn Agadat Gemara. It was once for a day. See, it's a chiding stark with Rabbi Kiva. The Meister is a different medrash that it was once for a day, and the Mitzrayim kept on hitting it. And every time they hit it, it was marva more and more for a day. So there's a beautiful word in the Birchas Peretz, the stipler. If they see that every time they're hitting it, it's coming more. So why do they keep on hitting it? It's a state of the mid of kas. Once a person has the mid of kas, he loses it. He sees that it's mamash leroy. It's like it's getting more and more for a day. Of Meshem Etrachnis, you totally lose your seichel. And he keeps on hitting the Tzvardeya. It says by the Mak of Orev that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Orev, the Gam Ho Adom Asher Heim Aleh. It came together with the land that was with it. What do you need the land that was with it? So there's one shot I saw from the Nachlas Yaakov. He says, Geboit, if the Gemara in Erev in the Samach Aleph, the Gemara says, Kal v'beloi mas yoshev shani loy novach. Gemara in Erev in that a Kelev, if he's not in his right place where he is, in his land where he is, he won't have the oiz and the oimets to bark. He won't be wild. So every animal vices needs for to talk to be built, it has to feel that he's in his own habitat. So it had to come everyone with his own land. There's another pshat b'shem, the Gro. The Gro says that there's one chaya, it's called Yud'oini. Now this is a chaya that's attached to the ground. It's like it's a partly a plant, it's a tzemeach and it's a chaya. It's a plant that it has to get its yinika from the ground. But Lamaisa, it's able it's toyrif and it has the tunis of a chaya, but it has to be attached to the ground. So that's what it means. The Orev, this Yudoini also came. It says by Esav. Esav was an Ish Yedei Atzai, Ish Sodeh. So there's a Pshat, Pashat Pshat, he was an Ish Yedei Atzai, he was also an Ish Sodeh. I think the Goin says that Ish Yedei Atzai, Ish Sodeh. Esav knew how to capture this Ish Sodeh, this kind of animal. It's called Ish Sodeh. Esav was Yedeia, lots of Ish Sodeh. Then there's a Makar from the Mishnais and Kalim, the Mishnah and Kalim, Perek Ches. Mishnah Hey, it says Adnei Asoda has a din of a chayav, but Tanura says that Adnei Asoda means this Yidoini, that it's attached to the ground, and it looks like a person, and it has hands and feet. He brings down, and no one can come close to it. Anyone that comes close to it, he's terrified. And the only way to kill it is to send from far away an arrow to its mokum yinika from the ground, and that's the way to kill it. You can't come close, and that's Esav was Yidei Atzai Ish Soda. As I said about the Yochanan Boyz brings a different shot that Avnei Asoda means an orangutan, he says. And he's Meirich to explain that it's a kind of a koif that looks like a person, Kemat, and it lives in Africa, and you could even dress it up, and even you can teach it to sit by a table and eat with a fork and a knife. Against Arichas, the Yochanan Afanort over there. Over the Bartanura says that it's going on this Avnei Asoda. Yeah, there's two kapitlech Tehillim that talk about the Makas. We already mentioned Kapitel Kofhei. and also Kapitel Ayin Ches. Both those Kapitel of Barichas talk about the Makis. There is an interesting Ha'ara in Kapitel Ayin Ches, Pasuk Mem Hei. The Pasuk says, Yishlach Bohem Aroi V'yoichlein Tzvardeya V'atashchisam. He sent Aroi and then Tzvardeya. It's Shaloy Al HaSeder. It says Aroi and then Tzvardeya. Also, in Kapitel Kuf Hei, Pasuk Laman Alef, it says, Omar V'yovei Aroi Kinim B'chol Gvulim. It says Aroi and then Kinim. Both places it says, in one place it says Aroi and then Tzvardeya, Aroi and then Kinim. There's a famous Mahalach from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid gave it with a whole Moshel, Shved. But he said a word that in the Mak of Arev, it also there was Tzvardeya. There was all the animals, there was also Tzvardeya. There was also Kinim. It came with everything together. So it's not the Tzvardeya that's filmed in this pasuk is the Arev that gets Tzvardeya. It's not saying that it's Shemoyel HaSeder. It's Omar Arev Ayoichon Tzvardeya Vatashchisam. The Tzvardeya came. He gives a marshal, a person, a very rich person, made a chasna, and every night of Sheva Brachos, he invited a different group of people. One night was the Talmidei Chacham of the city, one night was the Aniyei Ha'ir, one night was his friends from Amol, every night a different person. And there was a Shomer to make sure that only those people, the guided guests. So the Shomer came up with someone one night and said, I saw you here 2 days ago. What are you doing here now? He said, Echob Tzvei Dinim. I was here 2 days ago, so he invited the Talmidei Chacham of the city, Echben HaTamal Choch. And he also invited Aniyei Ha'ir. I'm also Midin, Aniyei Ha'ir Tzvei. So the Tzvadei, he says, came, the Tzvei Tamal, the Tzvadei came, he didn't oroi. Nishkan Stir. By the Mark of Dever, it says, "Mimikne Yisrael loymeis ad echod." Dever says a pasuk to steer in the pesukim. In pasuk vav, peretes pasuk vav, it says, "Umimikne bnei Yisrael loymeis echod." And in pasuk zayin, it says, "Parisur v'hinei loymeis mimikne Yisrael ad echod." But one did die, and Paris said, "Oh, all of his animals died." And came up, none of the Yidin's animals died, but he saw one Yid's animal die. Avekapata the Mark of Dever. And Paris said, "No, by actually sleeping again." Loymeis ad echod. What's talking with the steer? On one hand, it says, not even one died, and on one hand it says one of them died. So there's a mahalach from the Gra. The Gra brings down that we know the Megadif was a Ben Ishi Yisraelis and his father was a Mitzri. The Megadif, his mother was a Yisraelis, his father was a Mitzri. Of course he has a din of Yisrael. But again, the Parshas Drachim talks about this Barichas. There's a famous Ramban. He starts with this Ramban Bemis. It's a Choshev Ramban to know Bechlau. We handle the Yonim so much. The Ramban, Parshas Emor and Perek Chof Dalid, the Ramban brings down B'Shem Chochmai Tzarfat, which is the Baliyat Toysis, that before Matan Torah, they went past the father. Because they didn't mamish have a din of a yid. He's going with that. Ramban's going with that. The Ramban starts arguing. But he brings the Chochmai Tzarfat, that they have a din of a goy still, uncertain in Yonim. And therefore, since the Megadif's father was a Mitzri, he has a din of a Mitzri. And the Ramban says, no, they already have a din of a yid. That's back and forth. That's the Vikuch. So if they're going, that's the Machlokes Pari with Klal Yisrael. The Megadif had a sheep, and the Megadif, one of his sheep did die. The Megadif's sheep died. But the emes is, he has a din of a goy. Because even before then, Klal Yisrael, we're going with Tyson. I'm sorry, that he has a din of a goy because his father was a Mitzri. And in those days, yeah, he only went with the father. So Taka, his sheep did die. But Parai went out and sees the Megadif, and he sees his mother's Jewish. He's going already with Yana Shita, that they already have a din of a yid. And people said, oh, I see this one yid that his animals died. So the Bikuach here was that the Megadif's animals died, and it's totally in the precious Brachim's Hakir, if the Megadif has a din of Yisrael, the Rakam. We already said it was a Machlekes Yosef Echav and a Machlekes Mishoin. It's a Machlekes Pari with Klal Yisrael. Pari said, I'm on his fault. The Megadif's animal also died, and the Megadif had a din of a Yid, because his mother's Jewish. But the Yidin was Saimach on the Chachmei Tzarfas, that he has a din of a guy. And that's why his animals died. Azoy is up to grow. There's another pshat in the Stira between Loi Meis Echad and Loi Meis Ad Echad, from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. Yeshua Leib says, interesting pshat, for the island that was just now doing the sugyas of Tafik Koin, of Tisha Vahu, from Maisa Behemah, the what's going on here. There was a choik in Mitzrayim that you had to give Maiser, Arnuna. You had to give Arnuna to the Melech, to Parai. Every 10th Behemah, you have to give to Parai. If someone has 100 Behemahs, he has to give 10 Behemahs to Parai. 90, you have to give 9 Behemahs to Parai. If you have 89 Behemahs, you only have to give 8 to Parai. You have to give the Pari one for every 10 that you have, but only when it's Klor 10. If you only have 9, you're not Chayv. Only if you have 10, then you have to give one to Pari. So the Moshul, if someone had an exact round number of animals, 40, 50, 60, 170, or a round amount, but round it to the 10. So the Moshul, a guy has 40 animals. Let's look, a guy has 40 behemoths. Four of them he has to give to Pari. So how many does he really have? 36. And if one of the animals will die, how much does he have now? 39. And how much does he have to give to Pari? 3. And back down to 36. So when you have an exact 10, if one of the animals die, it's dying on Pari's cheshbon. You're going to have the exact same amount of animals that you had until now. Because it goes down. even if a person has any other number, 36, let's say, or 41, any number, not a 10. So then, whatever he has to give to Maisa, he has to give. One of them dying is dying on his cheshbon. So then it didn't die. So that was how it stems. Any yid that owned an exact to the 10, then one of his animals did die. Because Saidi, it's not on his cheshbon. And if he had a number that wasn't rounded to the 10, then not. Right before the Makkah of Borod, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a hasra, and Yishaleach es kol magifoisai. Rashi said, kol magifoisai. This is before the hasra of the Makkah of Borod. Melame shemakas b'choyrois shokol keneged kol hamakas. Amod Rashi, we're talking about Makkah's Borod. So Rashi, melame shemakas b'choyrois is keneged all the makas. What's the pshat in Rashi? So some say there was a mistake in the Girsa. It said Membeis, and it's supposed to be Makas Borod, and then someone printed it to Makas Bacheres, but originally it was Makas Borod, or maybe it's Makas Batsoiris. Batsoiris, the Borod took away all the food, so it was Makas Batsoiris, or it's Makas Bakurois. Bakurois, that the Borod went and ruined the wheat. Various pshatim whether it's going on Borod, but if it's taka going on Borod, why is Borod shakel? Can I get all the Makas? So the Gro is Masber, why is the Shokel connected all the Makas? Because he says there are three koiches that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can send a Makas. With Eish, Ruach, or Mayim. Eish, Sedoim, he was Mahoipach with Eish. Mabul, the Mabul was Mayim, and the Dora Floga was Beruach, by Yefazer and Moisei, Lafitzim al Pnei Kol Eretz. Now by the Makas and Tom also, Domitz Fardei was by Mayim, Arba was with the Ruach, Shchin was with Eish. Borod was a mixture of Ruach, Eish, and Mayim. Borod is Kol Magi for Yisai. Sai Eish, Sai Ruach, and Sai Mayim. And that's what Rashi means. Lamadu Mikan, Shemakas, not Bechoris, Makas Bakuris, Makas Batsoiris, or maybe the Girsa Taka Membeis, Makas Borod, Shokol, Kenegid Kol HaMakas. But good, so we have various Hezbeim that Rashi means Borod. What's the Pshat? Borod is Shokol? It's up to grow because it's Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. There is another Pshat in Rashi that Rashi Taka is going on Makas Bechoris. Maybe because since in the Tzach, Hadash, Ba'achav, so Be'achav starts Borod, Arba, Choshech, Bechoris, so that series is. Now she's saying in this Betzach, this Adash, and now we're starting the third series. There's Gan Satif Kan Yonim in Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Tzach Adash Mecha. But we're starting now Makas Bechayrus, meaning the Borod, that part is going already, is the Shokel connected all the Makas. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Ha'odam Va'abehem Asher Yimotzi Vasodeh V'lo Yosef Ha'baisa V'yored Aleim Ha'borod V'meisu. The Maisa is a Gemara in Bamatzia, Kufidal, and other places. Adam Kriyim Adam, the Ein Oyvdek Echopim Kriyim Adam. That's how Rav Shimon ben Yochai runs out. That Kivrei Akum are not Matana Ba'oil. Adam Kiyomas Ba'oil, Adam Kriyim Adam, the Ein Oyvdek Echopim Kriyim Adam. Now, Toysis in Babakama, the Palamet Chesks, has a stira. On one hand, we have a different Gemara, Rav Meir Oymer. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Yasa Oysei Ha'odam V'chai Behem, Melamed Afilu Akum Shalom Etoira, that he gets Char. So Taisa has often a stira, and one of Rav Shimon ben Yochai makes a drasha, Adam kiyom is ba'oil, Atam kriyim Adam ve'ein oivdei kacham kriyim Adam. And here Rav Meir says, Asher yasa oisei ha'adam v'chai behem, afilu v'goy. So the emes, you have to know it's a machloikis v'shoing, and Rashi sheet is that it's a machloikis. Rashi learns that it's a machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, before Rashi stresses it's a machloikis. But Taisa wants to come and answer though, that maybe there's a teretz, he says a chilek, tzvei dinim, he says. It says Adam, and it says ha'adam. When it says Adam, then it's taka. Only Atam Kareem Adam, the Ain Abdik Acham Kareem Adam. Ha Adam is already a goy also. I think the Pshat is because Ain Miyat Acham Miyat El Rabbis. Adam already is my mind, Dafka Adam, Dafka Yid. It says Ha Adam, again to be mine, Ain Miyat Acham Miyat El Rabbis, it's even a goy. Taisus brings a few rides to this chilik. One of them is from our Pasuk. That it says over here by the Mitzriim, Kol Ha Adam, Ba'abeim, Ashi Matzi Basada, Adam is only Yid. So Taisus is another ride, this is Yisoy, Taisus Mamakama brings a ride from our Pasuk. Kol Ha Adam, Ba'abeim, that Ha Adam. That Ha Adam could not be a mitzvah. Only Adam is considered a yid, but Ha Adam could already be considered a guy. One last word. It says Ketzesi Asoir Ephrois Es Kapay El Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi after the Borod that he says I'm going to leave the city and then I'm going to daven to Hashem to stop the Borod. So Rashi says, why does he have to leave the city? The city was full of avodah zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't daven in the city. It's full of avodah zarah. I have to go out. So, fragging the mafarshim, dafka here by Makas Borod. This is the first time it says before already. Moshe Rabbeinu daven to take the mak away. Punked by Makas Borod, suddenly he has to leave the city. He's not allowed to be saints because of avodah zarah. So, there's a pshat from the Chanukah Sator. The Chanukah Sator says the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim was tzoin. Now, normally the tzoin is not in the city. The tzoin stay out to pasture in the fields. So if I care, the Avodah Zarah is outside the city. The Avodah Zarah wasn't inside the city. But by Makkos Borah, he gave the ones that are outside died. Where's the sign of the few, the Yerushalayim ones that did bring it in, brought it into the city? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, here by Makkos Borah, the Avodah Zarah now is in the city. They brought the sign into the city. So now I have to go outside to daven, because the Avodah Zarah is in the city. Azari Zarah, the Chanukah Satayr. The Chassam Sofer says another pshat. He says, Be'emes, I'm one on Taki. You can't daven in the city. It's full of Avodah Zarah. But on the other hand, you're not allowed to daven in the field. You're not allowed to daven outside, because Shema Yafsika by Ivrei Drachim. And when you have this suffix, is it better to daven in a city full of Avodah Zarah? Not in the Mokum Tum itself, but in an ear, Moli, Avodah Zarah. Whereas opposed to davening in Mokum Patuach, Shema Yafsika by Ivrei Drachim is better to daven in the city. But by Makkos Borah, it says everyone ran away. There was no one out in the fields. So now already you have the choice. It's better to daven outside. Why should I daven in the ear, Moli, Avodah Zarah? I can go outside. Yeah, same.